Is Hashem, we're going to give a shikal akdomo into the halachas of Sfiris Ha'imeh for the next few days is Hashem, and then Stomo will get to Hilchos Shabbos. So we'll start Hazoi. There's a Rambam. The Rambam in Meir Nevuchim, it's also brought down in the Chinuch, Mitzvah Shinvov. It says Hazoi. The answer purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we know, Ki Yadua, was to bring Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim all the way to Har Sinai in order to mekabel the Torah. There's a Moedic Medrash. The Medrash is brought down in the Itur, the end of Hilchos Chomos HaMatzah. The Medrash says like this: when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim on Tes Vov Nisan, Klal Yisrael asked Moshe Rabbeinu, "A Mosai Avoida Zu?" Go straight in Medrash. Zug Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael, "Lesoiv Chamishim Yoy." And they counted the night after, which was Leil Tes Zay Nisan, all the way till Kabbalas HaTorah. And this Be'etzem State Medrash is what happened over there by Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Chinuch says, right, many of the Rishonim already explained what's going on over here with the mitzvah, what's the Tamei HaMitzvah, what's going on. So the Chinuch explains that when a person waits for something, he has a precious, very, very choshev zach, and he's waiting for that. So he counts up to when it's going to happen, when he's going to receive it, when it's going to happen, whatever it may be. It shows the chashivas that we're going to get to. Good shayla. But the etzim, it shows the chashivas of the zach. When you count for something, it shows how choshev it is, right? Every bocha knows we count from the end of this man till we go back to chutzlaret. So why? Because that's what we're looking forward to. Look, the chinuch is hell of a zach by Sfiris Ha'omer. Sfiris Ha'omer, we're counting down back to all the way to Kabbalah HaTorah, to Shavuos of Amela. It shows the chashivas of something when we count from it. The Barbanel says also a similar thing with the Klal Yisrael counting, and they're counting down the days. When is it that Rabbeinu Nishlan is going to come down from Shamayim to speak to us? So you state in the Barbanel. Now, the Kasha Be'etzim is, tremendous Kashas on Shavuos HaOmer, which I don't want to go too much into Amkus because, again, this is Halachashe, so I want to get the Halachas, but I always like to start with the Hagdomah. So today we're just going to do the Hagdomah, and then we'll get to Be'ez Hashem's Halachas, the Ikka, tomorrow. And there's a Sach Halachas. We have to speak about how to count. What happens if you forget? What happens if you have a Sofik? We have to speak about Minhage HaOmer, the Hainu, what you are allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. When is it Mutter, the different Minhagim of Lag Ba'omer, the different Zachon of when people are music, clothing, Shechionus, new fruits, all these sorts of halachas, tiulim, all these sorts of things if a person's allowed to or not allowed to. That Be'ez Hashem will get to in the second chelik of the shiur, but the first chelik I'd like to go to halachas. Oh, but today a shtickle hagdama. So first of all, the kash is obviously why the bracha is a santa zach. What's the bracha you making? Al sviras ha'omer. To stand back, the oimer was a korban al svira soimer, the counting of the oimer. What's the pshat? There's a many kashas and many tirutz into this also. I'm just going to mention one. It made dinus that the essay we're talking about, rather we're counting the days, how many days passed from the korban ha'oimer. Right, so really what we should be saying, why are you counting how many days passed from the Oimer? Really should be counting how many days until Atzeres, how many days until Shavuos, until Kabbalah HaTorah. Why are you counting how many days passed from the Korban? So a pshat you want to the Taina, when you state in the Achronim, one of the pshat is that a person with such a rotsum, with such a geshmak, with such enthusiasm to get to the Yom of the Matan Torah of Shavuos, look, so he doesn't want to start by counting. There's 49 days. Oh, it's such a long time. I don't do that. Remainly, we start counting the smallest number, and that is, Poshet, there's 1 day from the Oimer, 2 days from the Korban Oimer. So he'll tell me, Nu, Beseda. So when you get to 20 days back to Shavuos, at least you should start saying, Nu, now there's 20 days till Yom HaTzeret, till Shavuos. Oh, but the Maisa, they say that Avadah, we don't change the Loshen in the middle. Now there's many reasons brought down for Shavuos Oimer. Some of them are actually very interesting. Some of them, most people don't even know this, right? What is the pshat for Shavuos Oimer? Why do we count Shavuos Oimer? Avadah, as they say, Omer, as we know from the Rambam, the Goyin, the Chasmila, and other places, is we always try to find, if we can, a tam for a mitzvah. Right? That's very, very important. As I've spoken about this here before, is that we don't use the tam of the mitzvah as the reason why we keep the mitzvah. Chas v'sholem. Because if a person keeps it because of the reason, and he understands it, then as soon as the mitzvah comes along that he doesn't understand, then all of a sudden, no, I don't understand it. And the Mela, he won't keep it in the Chas v'Shalom. The Tamim is a Shlech, Nechinech, many of the Goyim says this also, Kusmila, other places, is that the Tam is a beautiful thing. What's a Tam? What is a Tam? A spa, a taste. What's a taste? You have a steak. The taste is a steak. But the actual steak is the main thing. The taste is, it's a nice thing to have a taste of the etzem zachas, the steak. It's the same with a mitzvah. A mitzvah is a mitzvah. You have a tame, a mitzvah, you have the reason of the mitzvah. It's a beautiful thing, but that's not the reason why we do the mitzvah. That's not the ikkar, that's not the essence of the mitzvah. But again, as I said, the Rambam says as much as you can to try and find the tame, a mitzvah, it's a choshev zach. So a few reasons that I noted down, that I still wrote down, very, very interesting. Number one, very, very, this we have to be mindful on, because this is Moedin, the word Keach, right? Better to Shibur the Leket as well. Now, what's the time like this? The Zman Sviras HaOymed, the Hayim, after Pesach until Shavuos, is the Zman of Melachas HaSodeh. People are busy, you know, the sun is out, the crops are starting to grow, everything is starting to, you know, the food is coming out, people are very, very busy. And in those days, Amol, they were always in the field all day. That was the Ikim Melacha that they used to do, right? They have stores and all these things, that was their Panasa. So when it came to after Pesach, people were so busy with Melachas HaSodeh, and Melacha, Zug de Reker, Zug de Shibboleh Leket, an unbelievable thing. He tied it that since they didn't know that Iyah was going to be either a Male or a Chasa, they won't know when Shavuos will come out. And Mamela, they won't know when Shavuos come out, Hashem Yirachem, they won't be able to celebrate the Yontif. So the Mesa, they came along and they said, count yourself 50 days, and therefore you will know always when the actual Shavuos comes out, because if it is after Pesach, so you'll tell me, no, so why Dafka by night, maybe also by day? No, that's what I'm saying, the Prosh of Chad is, because by night, everyone was less busy with doing whatever they had to do for the day, so it can be Dafka the mitzvah by night. But as I state, the Redding, the Rekeh, and Shabbat, and that's a very interesting reason for Shavuos. So, another reason, this is Mamash Muyudik. This reason is brought down already in Matei Moshe, in the Simon Topish Behei. He says like this, a beautiful Chad. He says like this, as I state, Eretz Yisrael, it's 400 parses by 400 parses. Eretz Yisrael, as we state, 400 parses by 400 parses. The Beis HaMikdash is where? Exactly in the middle. So the Beis HaMikdash was in the middle, that means on either side. No, there was. As we state in Chazal. Now, Mamela, you have a Beis HaMikdash, right? Bang smack in the middle of 400 parses. That means on either side, how much do you have to go? 200 parses. Well, Hashem, somebody's listening. As the Maizah Azoi. 200 parashas on each side you have to travel, right? Okay. So look at this. Listen to this. Mori de Gazach. The Gemara tells us, right? It's put down in Shulchan Aruch, Menachem Gimel as well, is that we know that a person can travel 10 parashas a day. 10 parashas a day. So it may not say. It takes 20 days for a person to get home after Pesach. Every single person, right? They went to the Beis HaMikdash for the Yom Tov of Pesach. How long did it take them to get back home? It took 20 days. Why does it take 20 days? Let's make a cheshbon, poshut, right? It takes 20 days, because a person walks 10 parses a day, and therefore, Mamela, it takes 20 days to walk 200 parses back home. Now, in order to come back for Shavuos, how many days is that? So, the Maisa, 47 days. That's the cheshbon. Exactly, but that's the cheshbon.
That's not fair.
What's that?
It's not fair.
Why?
Because you gave a whole cheshbon, but you didn't say 47, you don't know why?
47! 47 is how much he needs 20. To get back, right?
No,
it's
20 and 20.
It's 20 and 20.
It's not exactly 20 and 20, it's a little bit less. Some of that to be as no, because better than they gave, I think, 2 days for them to be in the house, that's why. HCEA, you want 10 and 20 and 20? In Bayah. Oh, but what was the reason of Sphere Sohima? Zug the Matem Moshe. That the reason of Sphere Sohima was in order for them not to linger in the house too long. Because if they're going to linger in the house too long, they're going to miss only Rekha B'Shvuot. And since they take 20 plus 20, right? Well, it's normally 20% anything. We're talking about 20%, much more than
so
that.
20
days.
Right.
So 40 plus days in the house. Okay, in Achanami. So they wanted to go along and have them an extra days to make sure they're in the house. But they had a cheshbon in order to know we've got to walk back to the Beis HaMikdash, back for Shavuos. So maybe that's what he wants to tie why we have that Kesfira. So Omer, to the counting. Why exactly the days? I'm not exactly sure of the cheshbon right now. We have to go back for Shavuos, that's why. Let's go back for Shavuos.
So why go back home?
We have to go back, that's why. See the kids. Shalom Aleichem. Let me get back. One day. Let me get back to the Kiva, the Mice, everything. Okay, let me get back to
exactly.
Very good, very good. I hear. Let me get back to good ore. Let me get back to there's another reason. The Heilige Ore Chaim HaKodesh. The Heilige Ore Chaim HaKodesh in his Sefer, Me'or HaChaim, he brings down a beautiful pshat. He wants to taina that the ganze soid of Sphira is to mitzaken a person after the tumah of being in Mitzrayim. Dahayu, they're on the 49th level of the Shari tumah. And just like we know that a woman counts the male bunah, so too, we all start to do tumah of the sphira to count our way out of the tumah that we were in the lowest madrega in Mitzrayim, all the way up to Kabbalah Satayra, and that's based on that we know that the korban that we brought by Pesach was made of which was animal food. And by the time by Shavuos, what was the korban bought for? It was bought with nice, regular, meichel odom. And the melo, a person has to go from a behemoth all the way to an odom. And he had 49 days to work on it. As we state in the Chaim HaKadosh. Another reason is, it's because the sphere is to retire a person from seven tumors. What are the seven tumors? Nida, Ziva, Yeledes, Meis, Nagia, Guf, and Batim, and Begodim. And the melo, since they were all not Nizru in these things in Mitzrayim, a person also has to have a sphere of 7 weeks to masakin ourselves from that, and that's also the reason the Zereshit is after the same Tohara. Okay, let me get back to that. So the 7 weeks is the seven tumors. Okay, we're not going to be married too much in the reasons. That's one thing I wanted to speak about. Oh, but I wanted to be married on one thing that we mentioned. Of one of the reasons we mentioned was as follows. We mentioned the Rekeach. That's a very, very interesting reason. The Rekeach says a very interesting thing, and he says that the whole reason of Sfira Sa'oima is because they poshut don't know when Shavuos is. And I once heard a beautiful pshat from Rabbi Lev Shita. So he wanted a tanya like this. He tanyed that, what does it mean they don't know when Shavuos is? They don't know when Shavuos is. Make a calendar. No, make this the basement to make shliach, you know, people to go out and tell them when Yontov is. Let the women stop making cheesecake. No, the women go out making cheesecake, but everybody knows what's here, either Hanukkah or Shavuos. Ah, they don't know this already. Chanukah, that's when we have cheesecake in the house twice a year. Chanukah and Shavuos. Chanukah is Me'ikadin, Shavuos. Hechadin, okay, then we'll get some more time during Shavuos. Oba Be'etzem, right? Zug the Rekeach. You won't know when Shavuos is. What's the pshat? They won't know when Shavuos is. Everybody knows when Yosef is. They'll figure it out. They'll have a calendar. Someone will remind them. Women really won't remember. So he wants the time he has, right? This also. He wants to say, I want to remember the Yontif of Shavuos. Shkoyach. Because they know the Yom, the state in the calendar, Shavuos, but they will be Shavuos. Oh, but they will lose the meaning. They won't understand what's behind Shavuos. They won't understand the godless of Shavuos. Why? Because they're busy with their Yom HaSodeh, which is what the Lashon of the Rekeach was. They're busy working the field, they're so busy in their life, they haven't got time to think about Shavuos. And the Meila, they're about the Yom Tov, they'll know. Over the Yisoid of Shavuos, the Yisoid of what represents the upcoming and the lead on from Pesach all the way to Shavuos, that they'll forget. And that's a problem. It brings down also the Mesillas Yesharim says, what's the reason why people don't work on themselves? Because they haven't got time. They haven't got time. Who's got time to sit with the Mesillas Yesharim, make against the Cheshbon HaNefesh, where I'm holding in life, how I can become better, all these things. And this is the essence of what we're meant to be doing on Sfira. I found a Mu'udika Medrash. There's a Mu'udika Medrash Rabban, Parashat Emma. Listen to the Medrash. I quote a Mu'udika Medrash. Tony Reb Chia, Sheva Shabosis Tumimois Tiena. A Mosai Hein Tumimois. When are they Tomim, i.e., Beloy Mum? Bisman she is soil oisin with seine shamokim. When Klal Yisrael are doing the Ritzayna Shemokim, that's when they're Tomim, that's when they're Belimum. And the Meila, that's the most biggest part, the biggest chelik of Sfira, is about the Sfira, the counting and all the halachas that we're going to discuss. Oh, but it's also the upcoming, the work that we're supposed to work on ourselves every single day of Sfira, to lead ourselves from Pesach all the way to Shavuos, Alidei Cheshbon HaNefesh, that a person is meant to be making. I'll tell you a Mordechai Meisa, I once heard a Mordechai Meisa. There was a mensch, a businessman who went to a German, I think it was a big business fair in somewhere in Germany, and he meets over there a German Jew, very, very, very ehrlich yid. Mamash, a businessman, but a real, he'd sawn his face in his midst and the way he spoke. Mamash, a ehrlich yid. And he said to him, what do you do for a living? What's your pranosa? He said, I'm dealing with women products. I don't know if it was perfume or if it was handbags. Look at that. Something he has to deal with women on a daily basis. And he saw that he was such an ehrlich yid. He said to him, how do you do it? You know, you're dealing with women on a daily basis. You're in a place that is not from a, you know, community and everything like that. How do you keep in the way that you are for such a modic, a heimishkeit and an ehrlichkeit? How do you do that? So he said, it's beautiful teretz. Mamish, I think it drives home this point. He said, every single night, every single night before he goes to sleep, what does he do? He says, Ribbono shel Olam, if tomorrow I'm going to act like a yid is meant to act, give me my neshama back. I want my neshama back. Abba, if tomorrow I'm not going to act the way a yid acts, then I don't want my neshama back tomorrow. It's better you keep it with you in Shemayim. And that's what Hermaisa, he said to the Rebbeinu Shalom every single day. And the Mele said, because of that cheshbon that I made every single night, I was able the next day every single day of my life to act with Ehrlichkeit, with a Heimishkeit, and that kept him going. But by side, we have to finish. The Yisoyed Sfiras HaOmer, like we've seen from a lot of the reasons, there's a counting, there's a reason the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants us to count Sfiras HaOmer. And the Ikar reason, as we said, is to show enthusiasm for Kabbalah HaTorah, for Shavuos is coming. And you have to do that by working. It's not enough just to say the words of the Brocha and whatever, Hayoim, whatever it is. I find that's enough to be into the mitzvah, or the Yisoyed of the mitzvah. Chaval to miss out on the Yisoyed. Now, let's probably spend 2 minutes just to be smirich a little bit and go through the Etzem Halachas. Now, number one, it's also very interesting. Sfiras HaOmer takes one blat, one omud, whatever, a Gemara, one page in a Gemara over there in Menachos, one daf in Shas, 4 halachas in the Rambam, that one siman in Shulchan Aruch Tov Beit Tes, that's all it is. And yet the halachas and the halachas, it's mumish, it's like a yam, it's mumish a mozi gazach. Let's start by Etzem Ragoi. Okay, again, we're going to go to the halachas by Etzem of Sfiras HaOmer first, and then we're going to go into the minhogim that people have, and the divim minhogim that people have during the Omer itself. So number one, the Rambam tells us that's right. The Rambam says that Bizmana Beis HaMikdash, it was a mitzvah, as we know, to bring the korban on the second night of Pesach, right? And that's what the Maisa, the Torah tells us as well. The Torah tells us, first of all, it has to be Makdim as well. You know, the Olin gets mixed up. There's certain things that we don't do, like listening to music and the Sfiras HaOmer. People think it's kiddush the same mitzvah. No shaychas be'etzem one to the other. One state in the Torah, you got to count 50 days. And the other one is, because of what happened to the Talmid of Rabbi Kiva, this will be Meir Chon Vaita, is the Maisa, it happened, no shaychas at the same time, but it happened to be that we do both now. But be'etzem, one is it in Torah, Pashtus, at least the Makor was, and one is Minhogim, based on what happened to Talmid of Rabbi Kiva. It's not the pshat, because we have to count Sfiras HaOmer, we mainly we can't listen to the music. There's no shaykhs, but Esther. No, there's no steel.
Can I specifically
steel?
Ask on this topic?
Yes. Gewaldig.
Where's the beer thing coming?
Oh, I have to get that in the
hugging. Get back to music.
So but we'll get to it. We'll get to it. Okay, so we'll start again.
Because you can't think up to. No, but then I see that it's so happiness. The Omer is considered the happiest time. And
beautiful.
And Mr. Abba,
that's what I want to explain when we get to the minhagim of Sfiras HaOmer, right? When we get to why shaving, why music, all of these things, I don't want to mix them up because, again, otherwise people mix them up. Yeah.
Now you have the music?
No, not yet. Out! Yeah. We'll get in a minute. In a minute? We'll get in about a minute. Okay, let me get later. So, the Torah goes like this. The Torah says that a person has to count as far as the Mimachos HaShabbos, Sheva Shabbos. Right? Mimachos HaShabbos, as we know, Darshan Chazal, doesn't mean the day after Shabbos, it means on the next day after Pesach. Now, Be'etzem Bizman HaZeh, unfortunately, but when we say to our Rabbim, we don't have a Bisa Mikdosh, we don't have a Korban Oymeh, Oba, Lemaisa, it obliges the Rambam in Mitzvah for a person to count the Oymeh. Now, the Fimeni we show him, the Mitzvah that every single night we do is a Mitzvah Min HaTorah Mamish, Mitzvah Min HaTorah. As I pass the Rambam, the Rib, and the Shmuel Lechet, the Rav Yom, the Chinuch, and the Shalom Shubis HaLevi, and others as well, that they tie in the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is a Do'oraisa, Baba. And this is Pashtus, what we pass in Halacha, Pashtus, he says, no, Bizman HaZeh, we don't have a Beis HaMikdosh, it's only a Do'abonon, Zeche LaMikdos, Zoy Shteit, and Teisus, and Menachos, and Magvav, the Bala'itu, the Rashma, the Rosh, the Tol, the Smag, the Chaschai, and the Kol, the Abu Jam, and the Griyos, the Rav Shokhano, the Chayot, the Chashokhano, the Zepak, and the Chayot, and the Mishnah as well. Just a few to mention. Come again, Baita. Now, the Maisa, Beis HaShem Yisborach, when the Beis HaMikdosh, behave your main will, be built again, Havada, the mitzvah will go back to being a Do'oraisa. Now, how many mitzvahs are there? This is a very, very big shaila. This is a tremendous, tremendous shaila. How many mitzvahs are going on? So, Havada, we know there's 2 mitzvahs be'etzem. There's a mitzvah to count the days, and the mitzvah to count the weeks. How do we know that? The pasuk says so. The pasuk says, Tizmu Chamishim Yoim, and the pasuk also says, Sheva Shabbosos Tizmu Lecha. And therefore, we know there's 2 different mitzvahs. One is of the weeks, and one is of the days. It's going to have tremendous nafkamina. Now, that was very good kasha. Very, very, very good kasha. The etzem, the R, they also want to tie it from the fact we're making 1 bracha by says it's only 1 mitzvah, it's not 2. Or, but the mice, you could tie it like tefillin, right? And you make 2 separate brachas, or you could tie it maybe from Lulav and Eshev, that's 4 different species of the mitzvah, but it's 1 chelik of the mitzvah. Who are they here? It's Sfiras HaOmer. It's 2 mitzvahs, but we're counting it in 1 thing, and then getting 1 thing. As the mice of Scheinberg, Zatzal, in the Sefer Mishnah's hand, he wants to tie it. Why is it different to tefillin? He says, because tefillin, why are you making 2 brachas of the Ashkenazim at least? It's possible because it's two different items. Right? One is A, Shagag, one is Zorosh. About this, 2 different things, you make it 2 brachas, Mashagag over here, it's 1 counting. So about the 1 counting, the Zorosh Shamik Zatzel, is the Maisa, reason why you make only 1 bracha. Let me just finish. As the Maisa, we have a mitzvah to count the days and also the weeks, that is a tremendous nafkamina. that there's two different mitzvahs, right? And there's how many mitzvahs involved over here. Is every single night its own mitzvah, or no? Only when you finish the 50 days, like the Torah said, count 50 days, only when you finish, it's a shlomo mitzvah, then you get one mitzvah. What's the nafgamina? Praise the nafgamina? If you left out one day, let's say you didn't count one day, what's the halacha? If every single day is considered to be its own mitzvah, oh, then it's gewaldig. Everyone's his own mitzvah, that's a long day. Big deal. I'll do it tomorrow again with the bracha. Oh, but if you say no, that the whole sphere is one chelik, one ches of 49 countings, so you miss one, you miss the whole boat. And maybe you can no longer continue to count with the bracha. Who I think will be another nafkamina legabi sofik. But Ezra Shem, I'm going to say tomorrow will be mamshech with more of the halachas.